Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We got Olden Polynice, the 15-year wow. NBA veteran, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Great time to talk with OP. I love OP in that he keeps it real.
You down with OPP? Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, I'm down with OP. Olden Polynice.
I'm down with OPP. OPP.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, Chris. You were dancing to that song. Don't act like you weren't.
It's a good song. I mean, the beat, the rhyme. Yeah, it's definitely a catchy tune.
Alex, you remember that? No?
I'm always down with some OPP, Rob.
Down with OPP. Yeah, you
know me. Bro, you know me.
OPP.
What year were you born, Alex?
I was 90.
What year did that come out? 93? Alex,
yeah, 93? I think it might have been 92. Let me check.
92,
check that
93?
Out. I'm just guessing because I
that's
probably.
That's close. I think I would say 92, but that's close. Yep. All right. But anyway, big news, Rob.
Where's
I don't know if you just
breaking
heard.
News?
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook. Do you want me to say it or you want me to let's go official? All right. Here it is. Breaking news, the Houston Rockets trade Russell Westbrook to the Washington Wizards for John Wall and a first-round draft pick. Wow. Wow. Now, obviously, Rob, remember, this came out, maybe two and a half weeks ago, shortly after the news broke that Westbrook wanted out. This came out as a possibility. And I said at the time, and I feel this way, good move for Washington. Good move. Now, you're not winning a championship. But in the Eastern Conference, Rob, with Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. Now, Beal did, you know, with Wall hurt, Beal got used to handling the ball. I think he averaged 6 assists last year. He turned into a nice little playmaker. But he obviously is a very good shooter. Can play off the ball. Westbrook will create all types of, you know, havoc and draw double teams and get Beal open shots. So that's a nice duo in the East that, look, if you're Washington, you've been irrelevant for a long time. You probably get into the playoffs. And so, you know, the contract is the same as Wall's. I think they both have 3 years, about 130 left on it, 131. So, good for them. For Houston, man, Wall's coming off the knee injury. Then he got hurt with the Achilles during his rehab. Obviously he has the ball in his hands. So the question is, does this mean they're going to trade Harden? If I'm them, not necessarily. I'm not just getting rid of, in fact, now I got John Wall now. For 3 years of huge money. So do I keep Harden and try to compete? Look, if I get blown away with an offer, then yeah, I'll trade Harden. But for now, I'm probably saying, look, y'all, we're going to work it out. You know, but it's interesting. Yeah, they're not a fit either. I mean, Wall can't really shoot. He's used to having the ball in his hand. So that's really no better. I actually think, as crazy as this might sound, Westbrook might have been a better fit with Harden, because at least he gives you a different look.
I think it's bad all the way around. And A, if I'm a Rockets season ticket holder, they basically threw the towel in. And, you know, like that trick, because I don't think that makes them any better. And then you get
Do you think it definitely makes them worse?
Yeah, I do. John Wall's like the
I think play. It makes him worse. I agree.
I think he just hasn't been healthy, and he's got other issues, Chris, that's gone on with Washington after they signed him to that big deal. I bet you if you could rewind the clock.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, it's just been a bad look all the way around, okay, the whole thing. And he's not one of the players who you feel good about when you get him on your team. You could have sympathy for a guy who's been through some issues health-wise. John Wall doesn't come off to me that way. I'm just telling you the way, if I'm a Rockets fan.
What did John Wall do to you?
Nothing. He didn't do anything to me. I just wouldn't feel good about it if I was a Rockets
fan. No, I do.
I don't think they did anything great for the organization. I think they said, you take our garbage and we'll take your garbage.
That pick better be great. That pick better be like only top three protected or something. I mean, really.
I'm sure Wall's good, but. I'm sure it is.
It doesn't fit. You know what I mean? Like, I agree with you. As much as I didn't, Westbrook and Harden obviously didn't fit, but at least they gave you different looks, different things to worry about. And so, you know, you could be a decent playoff team in the West. But I don't think they can beat, I don't know that they can beat that, especially without D'Antoni.
And here's the other part. If you're Westbrook, you're officially been dumped. Like seriously, like they sent you to like one of the worst teams for one of the worst guys in the league. Like, and I know Beal is there, Chris, he's a good player, but really like, okay, you're being dumped to the Washington Generals. That's what just happened to you.
No, the Washington Wizards.
No, Washington Generals. That's what I said that
you,
on purpose.
Hold on, you going to really tell me they have no shot at making the playoffs?
Nah, I don't think so.
Really? A shot? Nope. I'm not guaranteeing it. Really?
Nope.
It's the East, right? And I know the East has gotten better. The East isn't what it was a few years ago. It's, you know, Milwaukee's tough. Brooklyn, obviously. Philadelphia. Boston. Miami. Indiana's okay.
But, all right, but so then where's
Toronto,
the okay.
That's six so good teams.
No, that's eight. You just, how many teams you named?
Indiana was seven. If you go, okay, that's seven teams. So there's one spot for Washington, Charlotte, Orlando. That's what I'm saying, man.
Atlanta's made all these
the
moves
bottom.
As well.
Okay,
Atlanta,
but Atlanta's not guaranteed either. Okay, I like what they've done. They've done some really nice things.
That's what I'm saying.
I would take them, but I think Washington's got a shot. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think Washington's making the playoffs, and I think you're basically, if you're Westbrook, you got to feel like they put you out to pasture. Like you're going to like one of the worst organizations that can't get it right, just is floundering. You got, to me, it wasn't like, oh, a new change of scenery, this is going to be great for me. If I'm Westbrook, I feel like I got dumped. I got dumped. I got sent to NBA Siberia. That's what Washington is, NBA Siberia, and that's where Westbrook is now. And now he's been on three teams in 3 years.
Hachimura?
Gesundheit, no. I'm serious, Chris.
No, okay, I hear you, Rob. And again, I'll give him a shot. I do like Atlanta better, but I am not backing off this. Washington has a shot to make the playoffs. Now, they'll get bounced quick, fast, and in a hurry, but they got a shot to make the playoffs. But I hear where you're coming from, but here's the problem. If Westbrook didn't know this, shame on him. Rob, no, where else was he going? We were trying to think, rack our brains. Okay,
there was nowhere to go.
That's my
nowhere.
Point. So he should have kept his mouth shut and stayed in Houston. Get to the second round of the playoffs. Be exciting. Be dynamic. Be must-see TV. You know, they may, you know, I don't know. I wasn't going to say they might be playing on Christmas. But, you know, him and Harden were, you know, teams you wanted to watch. They were a duo you wanted to watch. And now no contender wanted him. No bad team that, you know, was had a bunch of young studs
right.
wanted
this
him,
is what
like
I'm
Atlanta.
Saying.
So you great. Had to go. Where else? New York, Thibodeau wanted him. Because Thibodeau's a coach, right? And he wants the best players he can get to win in that moment. But the front office was like, nah.
No, because
good,
you know what,
right?
Chris? If the Knicks did that, they would be right back in the same thing
agreed.
That they keep doing.
Agreed.
And you got to break out of that habit if you're ever going to win a championship since 1973. My God, you can't do it. And you're right. The coach always wants talent, no matter what. I'll get him. I'll whip him into shape. I'll get the best out of him.
Like he did Derrick Rose, right? I'll put a bunch of defenders and play hard around him, and he'll be the stud. You know? But I hear you're right, Rob. I mean, going to Washington obviously is nothing. He was in a better situation in Houston.
He's in a worse situation.
He's in a worse situation.
And now, you know what? Like Chris, you want to talk about both of us. We praise Westbrook because when he got those triple-doubles, especially when it's OKC, they used to win.
Right.
And now he's going to be putting up numbers for a team that doesn't win. And it might, like water down the way you look at him. Like, just like they were irrelevant. Yeah, oh, he had a triple-double. They lost again. I'm telling you, this is like the worst thing. He's not an old guy. These are like the next 3 years. It could be horrible for him playing in that spot, especially where the East is. And who knows? I have no good feelings about the Wizards.
I'm more down. I'm not going to sit here and act like he's going to a tremendous situation. But I think that Wall is in a much worse situation. Like Westbrook probably is done playing significant playoff games for the rest of his career, which ain't good. I give you that. But Westbrook in the East still has a good shot at making all-star teams. And I know that's not what it's all about, but that does mean something. Means something to players, means something to your legacy. He still can put up numbers, probably make all-star teams. Is John Wall making an all-star team in the West?
No
playing
way,
with James
no
Harden.
How. Right. That's not even going to go together right. You're 100% right, Chris. It's going to clash. It's going to be an issue. If I'm James Harden, I'm like, what did you just do?
Yeah.
I want out, double out.
Right. Now you really want out. But the thing is, I still, and I want your opinion on this, I still, if I'm Houston, I'm not saying I won't trade him. I will trade him if I get a good deal. But I'm still not giving him away just to get rid of him.
No, I wouldn't give him away. He's a talent. And when people do buy tickets again, Chris, if they ever do, he's worth the price of admission. Like this is a business too, right? Let's be honest.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a business.
You got an all-time great. You know what I'm saying?
You don't just give him away for some kids and a bag of balls and go, well, we'll just go this route. No. No, you won't.
Especially when you got John Wall locked up for the next 3 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, man, I don't really understand why Houston did. Again, that pick better be something special.
They might have been just tired of Westbrook and just said, you know what, we're not going to go through this. You know what I mean? And you know they got a new GM down there, new coach.
And coach.
Right, and they probably just said, dude, you know what? I've always believed in this, Chris, and I'm with you though. I wouldn't give anybody away, but I only want people who want to be with me. Like if you don't want to be, you're not going to get the best out of people when they don't want to be where they are. You know, as soon as you let me know, you know you don't want to be here, then fine. Right. I mean, you know, when Rob G wanted to go to 710 or whatever, you know, we like go ahead.
We like good riddance, dude. Please.
Bye.
Oh, here's the door. Don't let the the door hits you where the good lords.
You know,
I'm gonna bring up all of Rob's dirt come contract time.
What? Rob was outie. Y'all don't know. Rob was so outie.
What?
He was so gone, wasn't he?
When?
I mean, it was like we wasn't even cool.
Oh,
no
Rob
more.
G. Yeah.
Yeah. Rob G was gone.
He was like, all right, whatever.
I mean, he was like,
I guess if I have to
get the odd couple.
Well, the odd couple ain't taking me to meetings at the Super Bowl and having steak dinners because that's how I was being wined and dined by other places.
Is that really?
No, that didn't happen. You crazy.
Oh, I was going to say.
But if it would make you guys wine and dine me, I would love to stay.
I thought you were sneaking out like Rob Parker at the Super Bowl.
Putting on sweatpants and going to the gentlemen's club at 2 a.m.
Right.
Pervert.
Sweatpants.
No, I was going to see my ill aunt in Atlanta. That's what I was doing that night.
All right. You are fake news.
877-99 on Fox. We want your opinion. Does the addition of Russell Westbrook make the Wizards a lock to make the playoffs this season? And general thoughts on the deal. I think Houston's a big loser. And Washington, I think you got a little better. You got a better situation, but you still ain't nothing special. Your turn to weigh in with the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Not your grandma's gospel music, baby. It's a worship Wednesday. That's right. That's hip-hop for God. Godcore hip-hop on the iCouple. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, did I tell you about the battery problems that my daughter had last week?
Tell me, what happened, Lucy?
I mean, the car, you know, it's an older car and about 200,000 miles on it, and we had battery problems. So you know what we did? We headed to AutoZone because I knew that AutoZone was America's number one battery destination. I knew that they had free battery services such as free battery testing and free battery charging. I knew that the next time they treated me so well that I knew that the next time I had battery trouble, I was going to head to AutoZone. No fretting, no worrying, no nothing. Just get out your phone, find out where the nearest AutoZone is, and there's usually one on every corner, and you go right there. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Thank you. Money! Money! 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. What do you think about this trade? I mean, my goodness. Wow. It's a blockbuster. Neither team's going to be any good, but it's a blockbuster. Oh, Rob, you know what? We forgot to mention, too. Finally, Boogie Cousins and John Wall are reunited.
That's right. And it feels so good.
Yes, yes. Like Peach and Herb, that was a comeback album for them. It was a good album.
But
it's a little late, though.
Yeah.
I don't – Boogie, you know, come on. Boogie's not – first of all, the NBA has kind of left him behind. But
yes,
even when he was really, you know, putting up huge numbers, he wasn't really winning, you know. So,
man.
Look, maybe they'll try. They'll say, look, we got James Harden, we got John Wall, and the Boogie Cousins. Yeah, so let's go for it. Okay, good luck.
Let's go down to D.C. Let's start with Adam, Chris. He's in D.C. on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Adam?
Man, thanks for starting with me, man, because God got to bless you on this Worship Wednesday, man. You tripping. I'm a Lakers fan, actually, but I follow the team a lot here in D.C., and you think they trash? Last year, they was number 9, and they made the playoffs. They were invited to the bubble. And the year before that, they was number 11. The year before that, they made the playoffs.
Yo, you need to raise your standards. You excited about being invited to the freaking bubble?
I'm a Lakers fan. My standards are pretty high, bro. But I still got a call out BS in my head. And Rob was tripping. You called my city like it was the dungeon of the NBA. No, that actually happens to be Atlanta. Because each year in the last 4 years, Atlanta's been underneath the Wizards. Now,
I tell you what, I do like going to games. And I bet Rob feels the same way. I love going to games in D.C.
I love D.C., but I'm sorry. That's NBA Siberia. It just is. When was the last time they won mix?
Haynes.
Forget about a championship. In the mix, Chris, they've been buried for years in D.C.
Yeah, I mean, they were decent. They haven't been good. They haven't been a contender since they won championships in the late 70s when they won that title in 78.
They haven't been – right.
They were, you know, they were okay when they had arenas. They get to the playoffs and get beat by LeBron. And then Wall and Beal, you know, had a little run. Remember Wall and Kyrie kind of had a little going back and forth. But, you know, nobody thought they were really a contender or anything.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
But I think Westbrook got the best of it. Like, he was in a better situation in Houston, but I think he's better off than John Wall.
Yeah, I agree. Gerald in Seattle, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gerald?
How's it going?
Doing
What's
good,
up, man.
Yo, I think this is straight W's to the Washington Wizards. Now, don't get me wrong. I think they're still going to be trash. But if you think about it, at least they trade the ghost of John Wall in a first-round pick for somebody that's going to get them on SportsCenter. I mean, Russell Westbrook still carries a name around the NBA. When fans come back, at least that's the guy that you can sell. tickets for.
They're relevant. They're relevant.
Yeah, exactly.
They're relevant. Because people are going to talk about Westbrook and Beal.
When, let me tell you something. When tumbleweeds are rolling through the Verizon Center, whatever they call it.
No, he's going to draw fans. I mean, whenever they allow people to come back. But, well, but in when Chocolate you City, Rob?
Yeah, but if you don't win, though, is all I'm saying. That after a while, they'll
they
be like.
They know they don't win. They ain't expecting to win. They haven't won since Wes Unseld was playing center. I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
Bobby Dandridge and Elvin Hayes. I mean, really.
It has been a while. All right, what about Mark in Sacramento? You're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen? you guys ain't right, man. You guys trash-talking my man Rob G on Worship Wednesday. Y'all should have did that yesterday. Y'all not right, man.
Hey, you know what? Rob G, he you know, he always said, don't talk about our business on the air, but he forced me to. I'm sorry.
I got you.
Mark, he was ready to leave us. Quick, fast.
Yes, he was out of here. He was gone.
I mean, he was gone.
Y'all should have hammered him yesterday. He should have hammered him yesterday.
We're happy he's still here. Hey, okay.
Hey, real quick, I agree with both of you. First of all, Rob, you're right. It doesn't fit anywhere, and I don't think it's trash. Russell Westbrook's going to draw. But they didn't have a choice because he makes $40 million. They had to try to match that salary. What does John Wall make? $40 million. So I think that had to play into it.
No,
those salaries.
They were the perfect. It was getting rid of your problem.
Right.
Problem. Yeah.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. Okay, I think Washington, look, I think they're better than they were 2 hours ago. But what is Houston? What do you think about Houston?
Oh, that don't fit at all. All that is Russell. It's the same game as Russell Westbrook, a little taller, and a guy who hadn't played in 2 years, trying to do the same thing with James Harden, only in a different offense because it's not D'Antoni anymore.
Right. Which, Steven Silas got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, he does. You guys have a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we got Olden Polynes. We can ask him about this, Rob. And he was, of course, you know, he was in one of the biggest trades. I don't want to say one of the big. Some people might argue it was a big trade in NBA history. You remember that, right?
No, I don't.
He was drafted. If I get it correct, but this is what went down. I hope I'm not messing up the details. But he was drafted by Chicago.
I don't remember this.
And then traded to Seattle for guess who? For their draft pick, which was Scottie Pippen.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And Olden will tell you, you know, he and Jordan would have won those championships too.
Yeah, right. Oh, I'm sorry.
But he'll join us next. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
15-year NBA veteran, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. One of our favorite guys to have on this show, Olden Polynes. What's up, man?
What's up?
What's up, Chris? What's up, Rob?
Doing
now,
good.
Olden,
how are you?
I was telling Rob, you know, obviously we're going to ask you about this Westbrook-John Wall trade. You heard about that, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. But I was telling him you were a part of a huge trade, and you were traded for Scottie Pippen. You went to Seattle. Pippen went to the Bulls. And I told Rob, you said you and Jordan would have won those titles, too. And you
Hello?
Feel that way, right?
Yep.
I did not hear what you guys said. I'm sorry.
I was telling Rob you were a part of that huge trade for Scottie Pippen, and you say you and Jordan would have won those titles too.
You guys are still. I'm gonna
you
go,
do. You
I didn't
do.
Hear what y'all said. Look, I still. Man, listen, that wasn't a big trade because both of us were rookies.
At that time, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, now in hindsight, we look at how he, you know, became Scottie Pippen and all that. But still, at the end of the day, we didn't know. But I was part of that trade, but still, it didn't. But I'm still holding strong with that statement. Michael would have won more rings.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm a lot tougher than Scottie. I didn't get no migraines because I didn't want to play against the Knicks or anybody else or the Pistons.
Pistons, right.
Coming out of college, you certainly had a better college career than him.
Of course you know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, listen, I'm one of those guys, man. Honestly, I played my role. I wasn't tripping. I wasn't like, hey, I need to be a star. I just did what I had to do, man, to stay in the league. And that's what I did.
Well, OP, let's get to this. Yeah, what's your impression? My impression is neither team's going to be that good, but Washington at least becomes relevant. And I actually think they have a shot. I'm not penciling them in yet, but they got a shot now, I think, at making the playoffs in the East. I think John Wall is going to be hard on him playing next to Harden.
It's going to be hard, but we don't know if Harden's going to stay there. You know, this is an official blow-up of the Houston Rockets. And so I don't believe that Harden's going to stay there and last. I don't even think he's going to last beginning of the season. I think, you know, after this move, I think they're going to try and pull the trigger on Harden right now. So it's a rebuild for them, and that's okay. But I do like Russell going to Washington now. He and Beal, I like that combination. You know, only
so how good can they be?
I think they can be really good because we're seeing it. You know, it's the East. The East is a crapshoot. You know, you have a couple of teams that are solid, you know, but after that, it's really a crapshoot.
I don't see them getting that much better. Washington is the Siberia of the NBA. I'm looking at what they have there, and I'll be wrong. I'll be the first to admit it. I don't see them making the playoffs. It, to me, was you take our headache, we'll take your headache.
Are you booking
deals.
That, Rob? Are you booking that?
I'll book it. You want to? I'll bet you wings right now. I say that they don't make the playoffs.
I'm going to take that bet. I say Washington makes the playoffs.
All right, let's do it. Yeah, and if you're Westbrook, I mean, you got to feel like you got dumped. Like, I know he wanted out of Houston, but to go to the Wizards, like now I'm just playing for stats.
Then that's fine. Go play for stats then. Listen, we all know this is a business, man. And at the end of the day, the business will always win, okay? And players need to understand that. That's why I always tell these young guys, don't worry about anything other than taking care of your money. Because that's it. Get your contracts. Get the most you can get. Because when you retire, guess what? The team is still there. Okay? And so don't worry about any of that stuff. It's kind of like messed up to say, but that's the reality of it. It's a giant business. And they have to look at it. They can't get emotional about this stuff, man. Just go to Washington, do your thing, be Russell Westbrook, and that's it.
What do you think about Brooklyn? Obviously, they got a lot of talent. They look great on paper. How do you think it's going to go there?
I don't know, only for the simple fact of this. The Achilles.
Really? You're concerned about that? Now, he's been off 18 months now.
I can't remember the last guy outside of Dominique Wilkins that actually came back and played at the same level.
That's the only guy. Neek.
So it's hard. Right, I mean, Kobe did, but he wasn't at the Kobe level. You know, he was just, you know, making do. And so to me, it's going to be tough because Kevin does a lot of things where he has to make those, you know, those cuts and those moves, you know, jab steps. And so to me, that's going to be the factor. I mean, can he stay healthy? You know, and if he can, I mean, they have the powerhouse in the East, in my opinion.
Let me follow up on this, Rob. Would you like Harden there with Kyrie and Harden? I mean, Kyrie, Harden, and Durant. Would you like that trio, or is that just too much?
That's too much. You know, and then they'll all get frustrated. It'll be – for Kyrie, it's going to be bad because it's going to be just like having LeBron. And I think that's going to be similar to with Kevin Durant now. You know, it's like he wanted to be the man. Now you got a guy who's way better than you. You know, in Kevin Durant, and you're going to bring another scorer in there? So, to me, it's going to be tough. You know, but, I mean, whereas Kevin Durant went to Golden State and played with those guys, but those guys were so unselfish, and that's what you got to look at. It's the unselfishness of the players. And, to me, you're going to have pretty much two ball hogs, and, Kevin Durant is not a ball hog, but he has to get his shot.
The ball, right.
He now, has I agree. To get
Kyrie
his shot.
Would be the third guy out. The third guy.
Yeah, and that's going to frustrate the hell out of Kyrie because he's going to be like, damn, it's just like being in Cleveland again.
What'd you make of the Lakers and the LeBron deal? Obviously, coming off of winning a championship, if they didn't win a championship, I doubt that they would have signed up for two more years where he would be, what, 30? What would he be, 37 and 39?
39.
Yeah, I'm saying had they not won, it's easier to sign a deal when you win a championship, right? I mean, I'm just saying – they gave Kobe a big deal at the end of his career. It didn't work out for the Lakers. What do you make of this one?
Listen, man, this dude is unbelievable, man. I don't even think this is his last deal. So it's like I don't know, man. Dorian Gray or whatever. Somebody better not break that mirror, because I just don't understand. I've never seen this in my life. I don't care what sport it is. I've never seen somebody like this, this kind of physical specimen. The dude is getting better as he gets older. That's unheard of. That is unheard of, man. So to me, it's a just contract extension. So now the hot topic is going to be, will he sign that next deal to play with Bronny?
Olden, there was a report, I don't know if you heard about it, with the Clippers, about how they had all these issues in the locker room. Like Kawhi lives in San Diego, so he was late for the flights a lot of time, and they were waiting for him. Him and Paul George didn't practice a lot, and players felt like they could actually determine when they were going to practice and even when they'd play in games. I mean, a lot of chemistry issues. And people now, because they lost in the playoffs to Denver, obviously, are saying that was why, that the chemistry was never good. I know chemistry is important, but I've also, Rob and I have both seen teams where, you know, guys didn't really like each other, or they didn't get along off the court, but, you know, they could play and be a good team. How common is that? Did you ever experience that when the team really wasn't, you know, guys weren't that friendly with each other, didn't like each other, maybe they were even real beefs, right, but they played well together?
No, he's right. And listen, Rob, you can attest to this. The Pistons, they were one of those teams.
Bad boys, right.
Me and Lambert got into a fight the first week I was there.
I believe
right. To fights with everybody. So it was like, hey, but when the game started, we had a saying, we hang all that stuff, you know, in the locker. We just hang it in there and we walk out and we play basketball. There is no, I don't like you anymore once we put the uniform on. And so that's always been around. Now, with the Clippers, that is a true thing, because it was going around the office and everything else that, you know, these guys were not getting along. And we're seeing it now with Montrez coming out and Jamichael Green making statements, you know, criticizing the team. And even, like, here's the one that got me. Like, when Chris Paul reportedly said he was willing to go back to the Clippers now that Doc is gone. And so, to me, those are things that you got to see and say. You cannot say, oh, it's not true. It is true. There was a lot of diva activity within the Clippers.
How much of that is on Doc? I know it's hard. You can't always control that. But how much of that's on the coach?
A lot of it, because you have to control the locker room. Players only get away with what you let them get away with. That's the bottom line. And Doc had that, you know, hey, you know, you guys are superstars and all that. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. And so I think Doc even knew he was on his way out. So it was like, hey, you know, I'm just going to let them be and do whatever they want to do. And to me, you cannot have any kind of chemistry if guys are not practicing or not being around each other, you know.
There it is. Olden Polynes, great stuff, man. We appreciate it as always, brother.
All right. You guys take care.
All right, man. See you. It's our most controversial segment of the week. Shop Talk is next. Fox Sports Radio.
I'm the poo-poo king.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Also brought to you by AutoZone. If you're dealing with a dead battery, you know what to do. Head to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing, free battery charging. So next time you're having trouble with your battery, you know where to go. AutoZone. It's America's number one battery solution. It's time, folks, for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Yes, sir, it is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And if you guys are on social media at all, you know by now that our DJ, DJ Veggie Tables, Alex Teicher, got himself a giant anime tattoo on his forearm. It cost a couple grand, but the tattoo artist said,
from that,
he said, because you're cool with the Odd Couple, I'm gonna give you a couple grand off. So it was a good deal for him.
Did he?
Wow. He did. Got it.
You
what,
serious?
Like half off, something like that?
You just got to flex the Chris Broussard name. Like when you call for pizza down the street, CB, it works for everything.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Now.
So it got us all thinking. Number one, would you ever get a tattoo yourself? I know neither of you do have one. And if you were, if you had to, what would you get and why? We'll start with you, Chris.
I would never get a tattoo. Just has never appealed to me. You know, Rod, when we were coming up, only sailors had tattoos.
And bikers, right?
Yeah,
but it was sailors.
Now, one of my uncles down in Louisiana in the bayou had one.
It would be like you
that
were,
was about it.
It was like a drunken night. You wake up and you have a tattoo.
Right. But I would never get one. And then if I had to, if I was forced, it would be something probably either Jesus or my family, you know, my wife and kids or something, just their names. That'd be it. I wouldn't put anything else on me, you know.
I already have a tattoo. It's called a birthmark, and it's on my wrist, and it looks like I got a wristband.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
What? Chris, why are you always in the
gutter?
I'm
just saying, because you always talk about wanting cigarettes and baby throwing oil. Money and
no. But if I were to get one, I think seriously.
So you wouldn't get one though.
No, exactly. No. I mean, I'm this age. If I really wanted one, I would have got one a long time ago.
Right.
But I think it would be probably the Magic City logo. I would put that on
really
me at somewhere.
You
yeah,
serious?
Yep. Yeah,
you're not just doing that for the show?
Just a little bit. No, I'm saying like that would be something that would wow. be cool. Yes, Big Daddy. All because of their chicken wings at Magic City. They got the best food.
Fake news.
Wow.
Okay. All right, that's Rob G. We already know Alex. Rob G, where's your tattoo?
You don't know my answer.
I do have a tattoo on my arm.
Yep, I figured that.
Yeah, it was wasn't it an accident?
It was
not.
It was just it was a poor decision on my part because I went from like at 11 a.m. in a chem class in college saying, I'm going to get a tattoo. So I drew it on a piece of paper, and by 3 p.m. it was on my arm. And when I went to get it put on, the guy's like, are you sure this is what you want? I was like, I'm 1,000% sure exactly.
Were you under the influence of
no,
something?
No, I was just stupid. I was so excited to get a tattoo. And I love what it means, you know, why I got it. But I wish I would have let an actual artist design it and not me in chemistry class and have that
what
on my
is
arm.
It? What
it's
is
a bonsai it? Tree.
Okay.
So, but if I were to get another one, I would get something for
will
my daughter.
Will you get another
one? My wife and I have talked about getting small ones, like a matching one.
His and her tattoo.
Yeah, but it would be something related to our daughter. We just don't know if we're going to do it for sure.
Alex, what is the draw? Because there is a, like I've talked, and Rob, you probably have had this experience too. I've talked to NBA players who had a couple of them. And they were like, oh, I'm just going to get one more and then I'm done. Or I'm not getting any more, I'm done. Next time I see them, they got a whole sleeve on their arm.
It's called the itch,
and then
CB.
The next time, it's another sleeve. You know, like, it just, it's like there's an addictive nature to it. Is that true, Alex? Like, what is it about? What's the draw?
So the draw is, like, technically, it's kind of like some people say fashion. Me, myself, I see it as artwork since it's so, how far it's advanced from when you guys said only sailors and bikers have it to now where it's literal art pieces people are getting and it's such a culture accepted thing. Like, for example, Japan now. Japan was so against this stuff. If anyone had a tattoo, you couldn't go into bathhouses. You could get shunned out of certain places. So now it's widely accepted all around the world. So it's like a new cultural thing.
Well,
but,
and it's not new. I mean, tattoos
no.
are foul, you know.
But the progression with them, CB, too. Like, I'm sure if you guys, whenever I do see if the world ever goes back to normal and you saw my piece, you would say, like, it's a literal art piece. Like, I see why people spend thousands of dollars on this stuff, and it does happen. People do get the itch, man. I don't have the itch because I don't know how the heck anybody would enjoy that pain sitting there for 8 hours and getting your arm literally cut open.
But you're still planning on getting a full sleeve.
But I'm definitely getting a whole sleeve.
You
definitely
a sleeve?
Oh yeah, so I have at least 4 more sessions to go for my whole arm.
You're Meshuggah. You're crazy.
What do you
after
mean, Rob?
What you went through, the pain that you already put yourself through.
And no, Rob, and because he eats so clean, his body's rejecting it, and he's getting sick. It's kind of funny.
I did.
Is that true?
That is
yeah,
true.
The day after now, the tattoo, I felt horrible.
Now, Rob, you know this. Guys in black fraternities get brands a lot. I didn't get a brand, though.
Let's all get a brand, CB.
My skin.